Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Okay.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, I want to apologize. I'm a little sleepy. Had a pretty, pretty interesting last couple days. You know, remember I told you how I'm not the favorite in my family? You know, I'm actually probably the least liked in my family. And I love my family. It's just I'm not very likable. Okay, you guys are probably like, oh, how could that possibly be? Well, it be. And, you know, and this is probably an example as to why. So, you know, I'm talking to, you know, my mom yesterday. Oh, you know, what's going on? You know, how's it going? You know, because, you know, she's got aches and play, you know, but she never really. I come from families who are minimizers about their health. They're maximizers about everything else, but minimizers about their health. Oh, no, just a lump. Probably not, you know, I don't care if it's cancer. It's just a little cancer, no big deal. Yeah. Very minimizer when they come to health. Yeah, I've had some blood in the stool, but I mean, it's about overflowing out the toilet. It's nothing. Just a little, nothing. Yet, of course, very dramatic about everything else. What? You didn't call your brother? You know, and that's like World War III. Okay, am I not making a phone call or something? That's a big deal. Yet somebody bleeding and hemorrhaging or having a tumor that's not getting proper chemotherapeutic treatment, that gets minimized. So anyway, so I'm talking to her. You know, what's going on? What's going on? Well, you know, that's right. Just, you know, the leg is swollen. The leg is swollen. You're talking about knee pain. What do you mean leg swollen? Yeah, the leg's completely swollen. But you know what? It's fine. What? Okay, so guys, you know, you've been listening to my show long enough. What am I supposed to be worried about when the leg is swollen? No, not the copay. No, we're talking about my mom. No, we're medically. Medically, I'm wearing a copay. No, medically, you're worried about a blood clot. What do you guys think of me? Okay, geez, copay. Yeah, deductible would have been the right answer, okay? Deductible, but still, fine, smart Alex. So, you know, I worry, wait a second, okay, there could be a blood clot. So I'm like, you've had a swollen leg? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, go to the hospital. No, I don't need to go to the hospital. By the way, did you call so-and-so? No. Did you go to, quit changing subjects. Did you go to the hospital? Go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the hospital. Okay, take a picture of your legs. Okay, now you guys have seen my legs, right, on YouTube and on, you know, you've seen my pap smear, my transvaginal ultrasound. So, you know, we women have no problem taking pictures of ourselves and being photographed and then sending it, obviously, through not social media. She didn't do it on social media, but, you know, through an unsecured phone line. Look, I'm not running for office. So if my mom wants to send me a picture of her swollen legs, you know, fine. In fact, if the American people want to see any pictures of my mom's swollen legs, go right ahead. And shaved legs too. My mom was always a much better shaver than I was. She shaves her legs way better than I. So I'm taking a look at this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, I can't tell. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I finally get her to go to the ER. Okay, now, what you guys don't realize is you don't want to poop where you eat. Right, you guys heard that saying, like, don't dip your ink in the company pen, don't poop where you eat, except, yeah. Okay, so now I'm sending my mom to the ER, where there are colleagues of mine, nurses, doctors, CEOs, and I just unleashed the fury. And I mean, I want to have a very, very good relationship with these people. And here I am sending mom to the ER. So here I am, you know, getting ready to take a bubble bath and, you know, maybe watching some of the, you know, House of Cards episodes I missed. I'm like, wait a second. If my mom's going to the ER, then I better get my butt down there too. You know, because she could, one, embarrass me. Two, she could, you know, make them so gosh darn frustrated that I basically get ousted of the medical community in Las Vegas in the first 5 minutes of her visit. So I then hottail it down there. I leave the kid, no babysitter. I'm like, you know, do you want to come to the hospital? Why? Who's there? You know, grandma. Never mind. So he didn't want to go. Okay. So now I decide I better do a courtesy call. So I call the ER doc, goes, I go, look, man, I'm really, really sorry to do this. Yeah, what's wrong? I'm sending my mother. Your mother? Yeah, I'm like, okay. He goes, that's okay. We'll call a code, blue. And we'll call we'll have backup. And, do we need psychiatric hold? I go, I don't know, but I'm sending her down. And it's gonna get really bad when she and I are in the same room together. Okay, because, you know, we're gonna start to yell a lot. Okay, so they're like, you know what, thank you, we got everything, we got restraints, we got Thorazine, we're ready. So here's my mom, my sweet little mom, going in for a blood clot, and there's all these men, right, with straitjackets ready for her. So she goes in, and she gets the ultrasound, and, you know, now I'm short of breath. I'm, like, running in there going, oh, my God, what did she do? You know, I'm kind of, you know, checking out the waiting room, and, you know, you see the staff in the waiting room. This was Summerlin Hospital, by the way, and great hospital. Summerlin Hospital, absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I'm looking at the staff, and, you know, nobody looks frustrated. I don't see anybody popping any Valium or anything like that. So I'm like, okay, my mom might not have gone into this waiting room. You know, I don't see any papers on the ground. I don't see soda pops, you know, spilled over. Security is still sitting there. That's a good sign. When the person for security is sitting there, you know, with his arms crossed, like, so far, so good, that means there was no incident. So I go, hi, I'm Dr. Wax, and, you know, they let me back there. You know, I always throw the doctor card, right? Oh, I'm Dr. Dahlia, I'm Dr. Wax. Yeah, are you the one on the radio? Your show stinks. yeah, I know. I'm here for my mom. Leave me alone. So I go to the back and whatever. Anyway, she's in ultrasound, and of course, then she wants to talk about stuff. I'm like, no, just get the gosh darn ultrasound down, because I got to hurry and get back, because I got to see how it starts. So she gets her ultrasound done, and then I go and I talk to Dr. Myers. Now, Dr. Stuart Myers was a doctor on call, so of course I go there with humble pie. There was also a Dr. Alberto Hazan. There was another doctor who was really hot. I don't even know his name. But and again, I wasn't there to check out the doctors, even though ER docs are pretty sexy. Anyway, to make a long story short, she's fine, no ultrasound, but that's why I'm exhausted. Whew. And no psychiatric hold, although they almost put me in one. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate it. All right, so an envelope was sent to the White House that registered presumably positive for cyanide. Apparently, the letter was received Monday at a facility that screens mail for the White House and is located away from its grounds and the surrounding buildings in Washington. So when you mail it to, what is it, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I forget the White House address. I think it's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It doesn't go there. Okay, you know, I know, you know, you'd think that there'd be like a little baby mailbox, you know, with a little flag up in front. They don't do that. anymore. You know, and you usually don't see President Obama walk across the lawn to go check the mail, you know, to see if he got the publisher's, you know, clearinghouse sweepstakes or anything like that. I actually have sent mail to the president many times. Whenever when I graduated college, I sent, one to President Clinton. And, you know, you got one of those, form cards saying, you know, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. When I got married, I sent one to the president. I got, every time something happens, I send it to the president. Because then you get a little card that going, oh, you know, it's a shame we can't be there on the date, but we wish you well on, you know, I got my IUD, put in. I sent a congratulatory, like a party invite, to the president. And, yeah, it's good. I get a response back. I love it. I don't know if he personally is, I don't know if he's, you know, personally happy that I got an IUD, you know, but who knows. Okay, so anyway, so what happened is they opened up the mail, and there was an initial test on the envelope that was negative. You know, like when you got a pregnancy test, and your first pregnancy test was negative, you know, and then you're like, oh, really, man? Okay, so I could drink? No. So anyway, the second test was presumptive positive. So presumptive positive means it's now going to be sent to another facility to confirm those results. Now, they say suspicious letters are often sent to the country's leaders. In fact, wasn't there somebody that sent a letter, not funny at all, with urine and... Sorry, it's not funny. It's actually ridiculous. Sending a letter with urine and excrement and stool... Sorry, it's not funny. It's really bad, you know, to send these types of letters. I mean, you know, come on. Okay, I can't stand Obamacare, but I am not going to send a letter. Because here's the thing. Because Obama's not going to open up the letter, okay? You know, you're sending your excrement with urine and all that other stuff to hardworking Americans that are working within the White House system, like the mail delivery system, etc. Okay, don't be doing that to people. It's ridiculous. You really think President Obama is going to open up your letter with pee on it? Okay, I think he's got the point. I'm sure he watches Fox News once in a while, and Fox News tells everybody that Obamacare stinks. So I'm sure they got the point. You don't have to be sending nasty letters. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of these letters have death threats. They threaten physical harm, which, by the way, is a felony, people. In June 2013, a West Virginia man was indicted of charges of threatening to kill Obama and his family in a letter that included profanity and racial slurs. A federal judge later dismissed the charges after forensic handwriting analysis conducted by the Secret Service showed that 20-year-old Ryan Kirker, West Virginia, did not write the letter. Wasn't there somebody where he was, like, eating peanuts and he got confused and he was admitting to eating peanuts and he admitted to... You know, threatening the, I don't understand. Anyway. Two months earlier, letter sent to Obama, Senator Roger Wicker and Mississippi Judge Sadie Holland tested positive for the poison ricin. These letters addressed to the president, to the senator, were intercepted before delivery, but one letter reached Holland. And Mississippi Judge Holland, thank God, was not harmed. James Everett Dutchke of Tupelo, Mississippi, pleaded guilty January 2014 for sending the letters. You know, what is cyanide? All right. You know what? Well, cyanide is very, very deadly, very, very scary stuff. Very rapidly acting. It can exist in multiple forms. And what's really super scary about cyanide is it can be colorless. Okay. You know, so you're just kind of la, 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 la. You have no idea they could be going in and breathing in some cyanide. All right. Sometimes it could smell, they say, according to the CDC site, like bitter almond. The CDC Center for Disease Control and Prevention has some facts about cyanide, which is very, very helpful. But sometimes it could smell like a bitter almond smell, but not always does it give off an odor. And not everybody else could pick up this odor. Me, my nose is always clogged. You know, I need my Flonase for my allergies. I know I got to hit the pharmaceuticals and fast because, man, these allergies stink. So I probably wouldn't be able to smell it. Cyanide is also known by the military designations AC for hydrogen cyanide and CK for cyanogen chloride. All right. So it's released from natural substances and in some foods. It's in plants like lima beans, almonds, and cassava. See, I've always hated lima beans. My mom loved lima beans, right? And then she would serve it to us. I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? Let me just eat a carrot. No, eat your lima beans. pits and seeds of common fruits like apricots, apples, and peaches. Remember, you know, you would be told as a little kid, don't be eating the pit of the fruit because there's poison. Well, because there's some of the chemicals that could be metabolized to cyanide. All right? Of course, the edible part of the plants have less of the bad chemicals, and the edible part of the plants are okay, but you don't want to be eating the pit. Cyanide and cigarette smoke, they're looking at it. If cyanide is in the e-cigs, that's being evaluated in research. Combustion products in manufacturing, we see it in paper, textiles, plastic, also used in chemicals to develop photographs, electroplating, a cyanide gas, I guess, used to exterminate some vermin. If you swallow it, that could be pretty, pretty bad. Let me see here. Okay, so what does it do? It you know, prevents you from getting the oxygen that you need. It's less dense than an air, so it will rise. You could be exposed in your drinking water, eating food, breathing air, touching soil. It enters the air, soil, water, etc. by natural processes or us dumping it in there. When present in air, it's in the gas of hydrogen cyanide. All right, and as you know, these are very small molecules, not a lot of atoms a part of it, and so, or elements a part of it, and so they could very easily compete with other sorts of elements in your air. They say smoking cigarettes is probably one of the major sources of cyanide exposure for people who don't really work in cyanide-related industries. So what happens is it prevents you from getting enough oxygen. When you don't get enough oxygen, you could die. They say cyanide is more harmful to the heart and the brain than the other organs. Why? Because the heart and the brain require the most amount of oxygen. Okay? Swallowing it is bad. It could be toxic, but it's worse if you breathe this stuff in. So, okay, you're walking around with Bob, and you don't know if, you know, he's been exposed to cyanide, okay, which is scary stuff. All right, did he absorb it in his skin? Did he breathe it in? Well, Bob could have dizziness, headache, nausea, vomiting, rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, restlessness, or weakness. As with any other sort of chemical poisoning, the difficulty breathing, the feeling restless, the not feeling right could be a sign of some sort of poisoning. And exposure in large cases could unfortunately cause convulsions, loss of consciousness, low blood pressure, lung injury, respiratory failure, low heart rate, and all of these could unfortunately lead to death. Many people that do survive can still have heart damage, brain damage, and nerve damage. So they say, what do you do if cyanide is released? Okay, well, if it's released outdoors, you got to get away from the area where it's released. Okay, if you cannot get out of the area, get out of the area where it's released, they say stay low. A lot of people go, well, let's run upstairs. In this case, the cyanide rises. Okay, because cyanide, hydrogen cyanide is lighter than regular air. So you just get to the ground and breathe low. Okay? If there's a release of cyanide gas indoors, just get the hell out of the building. Okay? Don't try to get on the bottom floor. Don't go down to the basement. Just get the hell out of the building. If you are near release of cyanide gas, emergency coordinators could tell you to evacuate the area or go into a shelter that they have. And, of course, if you think you've been exposed to it on your skin, you got to remove your clothing. You got to rapidly wash your entire body with soap and water and get medical care as quickly as possible. When you remove your clothing, they say quickly take it off. All right, and any clothing that has to be pulled over the head, cut off the body, because you do not want to pull clothing over the mouth, face, etc. If you're helping other people, do not touch the contaminated areas and try to remove the clothing any other way that you can. And then, of course, you want to wash yourself, etc. Standing naked out on the street is not bad. I've done it many times. Okay, just don't forget about that, okay? You got to be fine. Then you dispose of the clothes. Don't just leave them in the middle of the street for the little kids playing outside to go and, you know, try to put them on. You want to, if you can, with rubber gloves, seal them up, get them in a bag, take the bag, and contact your local state health department on where to dump the bag. All right? For more information, call your regional poison control center. That was a review on cyanide. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Dorothy calling from Ohio. Hi, Dorothy. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Well, I kind of want to talk about a policy, but also want to talk about what's going on in Congress. And then also some of the things such as, it'll be right up your alley, mind-altering substances and the impact of a certain issue with human beings, because this is it. Record numbers in this country, and people seem to not really want to discuss the issue. And what that is, mm-hmm. is sexual abuse into sexual slavery. Our Congress is currently looking at a bill on human trafficking. I find that a bit disturbing just because we're not cars. It's human beings. And this was actually going on in our military in the 80s, in which now many of our veterans who were subjected to these types of abuses, mm-hmm. even given mind-altering substances, were denied any level of accountability to the crimes. We have record epidemics of this in our colleges and universities, and no one wants to discuss it. Mm-hmm. And what this stuff does to a human being, which is so significant, again, human sexual slavery, human labor slavery, as well as even for body parts, and that's what these subjects really are, is that when a human being is shattered as a child with sexual abuse, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter who does it, it virtually collapses who they were supposed to be born on this earth. And when they are given mind-altering substances without knowledge, without permission, and how it actually causes, at times, amnesiac, mm-hmm. people often use that stupid joke that this is the oldest profession. No, it isn't. If you actually believe in the Bible, which is fine for anybody, the first mm-hmm. people were really fruit pickers, right?
I know. It's not the oldest profession. Exactly. I know. Prostitution was not. You know, here's the thing. You're so right about it being so prevalent. And the big thing that I'm very frustrated about, Dorothy, is if it doesn't get talked about in the news, people don't think it exists. And you and I know, as a doctor, I see people of sexual abuse all the time. I mean, it's now at the point where I've known more people that have been abused than not. What line of work are you in? Because it sounds like you've obviously worked with many people that have gone through this.
Well, I actually have 5 degrees. I'm an ordained minister, and I actually was subjected to it as an officer and a commander in the military in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, my. So, and by the way, yeah. Dorothy, thank you for your service. I appreciate you having served
in
the military.
You have to remember, since you're a person of humor, in the context that we're now talking, I don't really like to use that word because it was not the kind of service I wanted to be subjected to. I was a commander. I was, in fact, a person who held people, were supposed to be able to hold people accountable for these criminal abuses.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter because nobody would do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the subject, is people think that this is only for, you know, they distance themselves on these issues because they often think it's a person, often of ill repute, their poverty level, their, you know, somebody on the street, but they don't think that this is at every level of our society, including at major conferences, major sporting events. And
absolutely.
No one wants to do about it because it's considered a business, and these individuals who have been selected and denied their right are considered animals.
You know, Dorothy, I'm definitely moved by what you've brought up, and it's heartbreaking to hear that, you know, you had to go through that and you had to. I mean, the assault that I went through, to me, when I look back, was nowhere to the degree that there's other people out there going through. And I don't even like to even consider myself to even be a part of that, even though I am. And I didn't say anything when stuff happened to me. I was afraid to. I thought there'd be repercussions, and I thought
there
it was
are.
Just and you know,
you're
and
right
I go back just... and I still feel guilty because, you know, I mean, I had a big mouth. I could have said something, but I didn't feel like I was in a position to. And you, of course, serving in the military in the 80s, I could just imagine, you know, what you know could have befallen you if you had said something. And unfortunately, sometimes it worsens it. So a lot of us are in fear that it's going to make us even more of a target, and that's society's fault for making us feel that we have no recourse. Yeah, we may have female politicians out there saying, look, you know, we're here for you, etc., but no, nobody's there for you right at that second. Nobody's there for you in a relationship. Sexual abuse and sexual assault even happens in the home, relationship wise, and it's not okay. We don't have enough recourse for our victims, not at all. Men, women, nobody.
Well, remember, too, one of the things that is happening is we only talk about the pimps, the Johns, and the victims. We do not talk about the networks that are well involved and well entrenched throughout our society. Because, again, this is a, what, estimates, low estimates, $32 billion, with a B, industry a year.
That's and so yet, scary.
And yet, anymore, what used to take years to do this to a human being can now take less than 3 days to a person, and you could have this in your community with young people who don't even have a clue it's been done to them because of the mind-altering substances.
Exactly.
And I think now that, again, you said it, you have a big mouth. You know, if the opportunity, if I can call in at, to your line again, get your private information or email or give you mine, I would love to be able to share this with you so that we can really do something. No one deserves this. And you're right. I have had nothing but retaliation, even in jobs. I've been attacked repeatedly and fired when I reported the abuse repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Which is why so many people out there, and without women feeling able and empowered to fight their own personal fight, it's going to be very difficult to get society on a whole to fight. You know, I mean, sometimes we're our own enemies, where we're like, you know, no, it's okay, keep quiet about it. No, don't keep quiet about it. And we're going to put you on hold and give your email to Tom, and then we'll get in touch with you later this week so we could talk about things we could do. Dorothy, I really appreciate it. And again, I still thank you for your military service. I really do appreciate what you've done, and I'm sure many of my listeners do too. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's been a lot of medical headlines that we're going to try to get to today, but I just don't want to leave this call without, you know, saying a few things. Sexual abuse, sexual assault, sexual trafficking, which, yeah, I kind of agree with her. That's a very odd term, odd word for that. But I understand where it comes from. You know, you don't get a lot of media attention with this. You don't. And so, just like Ebola, you know, you didn't hear about Ebola in the news, you know, for a couple of weeks, but people were like, oh, Ebola's over. No, it's not over. People are still dying in West Africa with Ebola. You know, right now in the news, we have a lot of Hillary Clinton emails. We have Netanyahu winning the Israeli election. We have, what else did they talk about in the news? What's going on in Tunisia? You know, et cetera. But you know, there's tons of headlines out there. And just because you don't hear about them on, you know, mainstream media doesn't mean that it's not happening. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to make a person feel empowered enough to fight it. And, you know, the other thing, too, is you could quit a job. You could leave a job. You could quit a job. Easy. But why you quit could follow you. And you have a lot of people who are in a position where they're like, okay, look, you know, I have no problem burning this bridge. But, you know, when you want to get hired at another firm, et cetera, why did you leave? They call the other firm. Oh, they claimed we did this and this. And companies are so afraid of being involved in a sexual harassment suit or a sexual assault suit, etc., that they may not even want to touch the applicant, no matter how innocent they are. So you file a sexual discrimination suit, etc., like you should if it happens, and unfortunately you feel like now you're walking around with a scarlet letter. And a lot of women know this, and they find that it's easier for them to move on without coming forward, and that unfortunately is causing the decay of any progress we're trying to make in protecting men and women from sexual assault, abuse, trafficking, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of the headlines that came out today said breastfed babies grow up to be smarter and richer adults. I mean, I love my kids. I mean, I think they're smart, but I don't know. Maybe I should have breastfed them more. I don't know, but I can't say I have any personal experience to be able to back this one up. I was breastfed a little bit by my mom. Nah, it didn't work. So I don't know. They say people breastfed as infants have higher intelligence scores in adulthood and higher earnings. So that's why. Think about it, okay? You know, you got Obamacare out there, right? Okay, so maybe my IQ, you know, wasn't really all there because I picked a profession that was going to be completely messed up by Obamacare. So I guess it goes hand in hand. Not that much income with low IQ. I get that. People breastfed as infants have higher intelligence scores and higher earnings, according to a study published Wednesday that tracked the development of 3,500 newborns over 30 years. And critically, according to New York Daily News, the socioeconomic status of mothers appeared to have little impact on breastfeeding results. So, the effect on breastfeeding and brain development has long been studied and researched, etc. And we don't really do IQ tests anymore. I don't think I've ever had an IQ test. I mean, I was born in 71. I remember my sister saying her IQ was really high, but I never received an IQ test. I took the CATs, which were the California Achievement Tests, and I did pretty good on those, but by no means was that an IQ. And maybe there were IQ tests, but my mother was like, no, just tell her they don't exist anymore because she'll just fail miserably. Really, Mom? Yeah, just, there's no IQ test. Don't take it, you know. Maybe my mom was trying to protect me because she knew I was going to do really, really poorly on those. They say here, a study provides the first evidence that prolonged breastfeeding not only increases intelligence at least until the age of 30 years, but also has impact both at an individual and societal level by improving educational attainment and earning ability. You know, what I want to know is if I turn around and breastfeed more, do I get the intelligence boost? Because that would be pretty cool. You know, if I mean, because I'll just start to, I don't know, bring on the milk. I have no problem with that. You got to just kind of get some Pitocin stimulation going. I'll try to bring my milk back because maybe it'll help my IQ. But you want to know what? My kid got like a 57 on one of his tests. He's 12. Maybe I should just start breastfeeding him again. I don't know. I mean, if it works, I need my kid to get good grades because I need him to support me later. There's not going to be any Social Security around. All right, there's a cough medicine that could be used to control type 2 diabetes. What? Doctors in Heinrich Heine University in Dusseldorf, Germany, found that the drug dextromethorphan increased the release of insulin from the pancreas in a series of studies conducted in mice and then in human pancreatic tissue samples, and then they studied it in people with diabetes. Now, the dextromethorphan, which we've seen, DM, you know, we have Robitussin DM. Those are the DM. Okay, you see DM a lot of times on these cold medications. No, that's MD after my name. I know, wouldn't that be funny if I really didn't have an MD and I just used the DM and I was like, oh, sorry, typo. No, I have an MD. No, it's not the school's fault. I passed. Why? I was breastfed. I don't know why. Anyway, it has few serious side effects compared to a variety of other things that we use for type 2 diabetes. So now people are really excited about giving DM medicine to people with diabetes. I don't think we're going to recommend this yet, but it's definitely cool. Type 2 diabetes affects 350 million people globally, according to the World Health Organization, and it's caused by a variety of things. We don't know the true cause, whether it's a virus that affects the pancreas, if it's genetics, if it's us being overweight, having decreased insulin sensitivity, but we have high levels of blood sugar or glucose that does not go into the cells like it should. It stays in the bloodstream, wreaks havoc. Insulin, which is kind of the key to the door, getting that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room, so to speak, the key, that seems to be produced less in type 1 and type 2 diabetics, or in type 2 diabetics, it just doesn't work as well. So when they found this dextromethorphan, the DM, a compound called dextrorphan, which is a byproduct, could increase insulin release from the pancreas. Now, getting a little bit more technical, dextromethorphan works to stifle a cough by suppressing the activity of certain receptors called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptors, or the NMDA. And they do this in the medulla oblongata. Remember the medulla oblongata from Waterboy? That's the same medulla oblongata. It's part of the brain stem just above the spinal cord, okay? The NMDA receptors are also found in the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. So if you got the NMDA receptors there and there, then maybe it could do two things. I've never understood why people think medicine only does one thing. Medicine can do a variety of things. So, all right, I don't think you're going to be able to take that instead of insulin by any means, but I think it's really, really cool that we have an inexpensive possible medicine that we could use. So I'm pretty excited about that. All right, so, you know, whenever I see headlines like this, I always get a little nervous. They say new guidelines call for no heart tests in low-risk patients. You're like, no heart tests, what? All right, so I love EKGs. Okay, I think EKGs are great. Okay, you know, you're over age 40 if you're a male, you're over age 50 if you're a female. Okay, maybe there's family history, smoking, cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. You're getting an EKG, all right? But they say if you're low risk for heart problems, don't get an EKG. Don't have a screening EKG or stress test, according to the National Association of Primary Care Physicians. The new guideline, I guess, jives with research that has suggested that the tests are overused in patients who don't need them. Now, hold the phone, okay? If you ask me, the average patient that walks in, okay, that has not gone to a doctor in years, says, oh, I'm fine. No, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol, nothing. I'm fine. Okay, well, if you're fine, you're low risk, no EKG. Okay, now I don't do it that way because many times I'll run a blood test on the patient and lo and behold, their cholesterol is 280. Normal is supposed to be 200. And the LDL is up at 170 when I really want it between 100 and 130, depending on the risk factors. So I'm like, wait a second, you have high cholesterol and it looks like you're pre-diabetic. Really? Nobody ever told me. Well, nobody ever told you because you hadn't done blood work in 10 years. So this is what gets me. All right. You know, if you're going to do a physical on somebody and wait till the blood work gets back, and then once you get the blood work back, assess if you're going to hook them up to an EKG, which is very inexpensive, can I might add. Okay, an EKG is not that expensive. What if they don't come back for the blood work? And I'm going to tell you, most of my patients want an EKG. They go, yeah, I work out a lot. I'd like you to check my heart, make sure my heart can handle the exercise. I'm like, okay, great, good job, yeah. So I'll do an EKG way before I even get the cholesterol back. Then I get the cholesterol back, and I'm like, oh, now, I used to not. I used to say, you know what, I'll do an EKG if your cholesterol comes back high. 7 months later, the patient does the cholesterol test, and it comes back high, and I'm like, where the hell's your EKG? Now I want to take a look. That's not the way you do medicine. You don't sit there and try to do catch-up, going, oh, my gosh, you've had high cholesterol all this time? Let me see what your heart looks like. No, no, no. Okay, and another thing we've seen is a number doesn't mean jack diddly squat. When I was in training, there were people with normal cholesterols having heart attacks. So what are we judging for low risk? Now, I can understand maybe a 22-year-old, you know, very well-fit, good blood pressure, etc. Okay, you know, I can understand, well, you know, but you're a male over 40. As far as I'm concerned, you get that EKG. You're a female over 50, absolutely. I'm even doing it on females over 40. It's cheap, people want it, and a lot of times we'll pick up something mild. You could have a little electrical disorder. You could have a variety of little things that need to get screened. But the problem is if somebody claims you're low risk or you think you're low risk, you don't get the testing done. That's a big problem, I think. Am I the only one that thinks I think it's a problem? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
From From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.